Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, March 10th. Currently with fair skies, it is 19 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.23, and the dew point is 18 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A Texas driver is in the hospital after his semi-truck flipped over near Kansas Creek. Julio Flores has more.
Kansas Highway Patrol indicated that around 8 p.m. on Tuesday, emergency crews were called to the area of U.S. Highway 169 near U.S. 400. When officials arrived, they said they found a 2007 International semi-truck driven by Thomas Amaya, 45 of Katy, Texas, was headed north on 169 when the truck went to the right and hit a guardrail. KHP noted the collision caused the semi-truck to flip just south of the creek. Officials said Amaya was taken to the Labette Health with suspected serious injuries. For the Kansas Information Network, I'm Julio Flores.
The semiconductor company Integra Technologies is planning to expand and create more than 2,500 high-paying jobs in Bel Air near Wichita. The company will apply to the U.S. Department of Commerce for CHIPS funding. Also this week, the Bel Air City Council approved a 10-year 100% property tax abatement for the project to include with that application. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Two people from Hayes were arrested on Thursday, March 2nd, for a fatal fentanyl overdose. According to the Hayes Police Department, at 6:35 p.m. on Sunday, February 26th, officers were dispatched to the 200 block of West 4th Street for the report of an unresponsive woman. The Hayes Police Department reported that life-saving measures were attempted when the first responders arrived, but the woman ultimately died. An investigation by the Hayes Police Department revealed that the likely cause of death was that the victim had ingested fentanyl, and the most likely source was a counterfeit oxycodone tablet. On Thursday, March 2nd, the Hayes Police Department said officers and the Ellis County Drug Enforcement Unit served a search warrant in the 2800 block of Grant Avenue at an apartment complex, and they said they found pills consistent with those at the scene of the death. Following an investigation, police arrested 48-year-old Kimberly Beth Schmeidler from Hayes on suspicion of distribution of a controlled substance causing death, use of a communication facility in the commission of a felony drug violation, possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession with intent to distribute an opioid, and possession with intent to distribute a narcotic drug. A 36-year-old Brandon Joseph Cars from Hayes was arrested on suspicion of possession with intent to use an opioid, possession with intent to use drug paraphernalia, and possession to distribute an opioid. Both Cars and Schmidler were booked into the Ellis County Jail. A new bill could bring $72 million to special education in Kansas. However, it's attached to a school choice voucher type program, something that Governor Kelly has opposed. A Kansas House committee tied these two issues together on Monday, and under the bill, educational savings accounts would use taxpayer dollars that would normally go toward public schools. Parents could choose to spend the money on private institutions, homeschooling, or even school supplies. And if passed, there will be requirements for who can apply based on their income and learning levels. While Governor Kelly is advocating for more special education funding, she wants to see it passed under another way, saying that she would like that bill to be taken out of the one that it's currently in and put into the education budget or in their overall budget where it belongs, so that they can start down the path of fully funding special education in the state of Kansas. The bill is expected to move to the House floor next week, and if passed, it would then move to the Senate, where they'd have to reconsider it due to the changes made in the House. In a news conference, Fort Hays State University announced the opportunity to award an extra $5 million in scholarships to students in exceptional financial need through a new grant match, the Kansas Comprehensive Grant Program, through the state of Kansas, which will match gifts to Fort Hays State University dollar for dollar. Students experience various stressors while attending college, with finances often topping the list, so gifts made to Fort Hays State University's Kansas Comprehensive Grant Match Fund will specifically impact students at Fort Hays State who are Kansas residents, enrolled full-time, and demonstrate significant financial need. Should donations to the fund total $2.4 million, Fort Hays State could offer nearly $5 million in additional scholarship support. This needs-based grant impacts Fort Hays State University students who dream of completing a bachelor's degree but may not graduate without assistance. The Kansas Comprehensive Grant Match Program will change the trajectory of students' lives, as eligible students can receive up to 8 semesters of support for those enrolled in a 4-year program, and those enrolled in a qualifying 5-year program can receive up to 10 semesters of financial assistance. And for the 2023-2024 academic year, each qualifying Fort Hays State University student can receive up to $4,000 to assist with tuition and books. For more information, you can visit foundation.fhsu.edu/KCG. Monday kicked off severe weather preparedness week in Kansas, and the week included a statewide tornado drill on Tuesday, March 7th. In 2022, 56 tornadoes were recorded in Kansas, according to information from the National Weather Service, and that number was 5 below the 1950 to 2022 average of 61, 29 below the 30-year average of 85, and 11 below the 10-year average of 67, yet higher than 2020 and 2021 combined. According to the Weather Service, the longest tracking tornado was an EF1 tornado that was on the ground for 21.76 miles in Dickinson and Morris counties on April 29th, and the strongest tornado, an EF3, was also recorded on April 29th in Sedgwick and Butler counties. 14 tornadoes were recorded on April 29th, the most prolific tornado-producing day in 2022 for Kansas. June saw the most tornadoes, 22, for 1 month in 2022, and Kansas had 17 days in 2020 with at least one tornado. Thomas County in northwest Kansas holds the record for the most 2022 tornadoes in one county, which was 8. The length of the 2022 tornado season in Kansas was 154 days from March 29th to August 29th. While the bulk of spring weather and tornadic weather is still ahead of us this year, Kansas has already seen tornadoes in 2023. As part of Severe Weather Preparedness Week, the National Weather Service has been offering a variety of weather preparedness and safety information on its website, weather.gov/ICT/SWAW. In Nebraska news, a South Dakota man, 20-year-old Logan Huntshorse of Wounded Knee, South Dakota, was arrested for homicide and is in the Hall County Jail after allegedly fatally shooting a Lincoln man in a horse stable at Fawner Park. According to Grand Island Police, at 10 a.m. on Thursday, officers were called to Barn R at the Fawner Park horse stables for a report of a male that was found unconscious and not breathing. Upon arrival, an officer found a deceased male in one of the tack rooms in Barn R from what appeared to be a gunshot wound to the torso, and the man was identified as Todd Scherer, 62, of Lincoln. Grand Island Police Department said Huntshorse was quickly identified with the help of law enforcement and witnesses, and they said he was found sleeping in another tack room in Barn R. The Grand Island Police Department was assisted by the Grand Island Fire Department, the Kearney Police Department, the Nebraska Racing and Gaming Commission, and the Hall County Attorney's Office. The investigation is still ongoing, and any witnesses are encouraged to contact the Grand Island Police Department. Nebraska's leading economic indicator, designed to predict economic activity 6 months into the future, rose 1.29% in January, according to the most recent report from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. The 6 components of the indicator are business expectations, building permits for single-family homes, airline passenger counts, initial claims for unemployment insurance, the value of the U.S. dollar, and manufacturing hours worked. And the most components of the leading indicator improved during January. Manufacturing hours worked expanded. Initial claims for unemployment insurance fell in Nebraska during the month. And airline passenger counts and building permits for single-family homes also grew in January. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2007 Chevy Silverado driven by Tanner Michael Herskowitz, 16 of Lenora, was southbound on U.S. 283, 10 miles north of U.S. 24, just after 8 a.m. on Thursday in Graham County when the driver lost control of the pickup while on an icy bridge. The vehicle entered the east ditch, the driver overcorrected, and the pickup then turned onto its side, slid across the highway into the west ditch, rolled, and came to rest on its top facing north. EMS transported Herskowitz to the hospital in Hill City, and according to the Kansas Highway Patrol, he was properly restrained. On February 23rd at Colby Community College's Cultural Arts Center, 42 Colby Community College students were inducted into the Rho Iota chapter of Phi Theta Kappa, or PTK, the International Honor Society of Community Colleges. After introductory remarks by PTK co-advisors Sammy Talsma and Megan Augustine, College President Dr. Seth Carter introduced the keynote speaker, Colby Community College Humanities and Behavioral Sciences instructor Mark Carlton. Officers for 2022-2023 are President Brittany McKinney, Vice President Sarah Seifert, Secretary Anahe Sandoval Sanchez, Treasurer Noah Van Allen, and Public Relations Officer Lydia Reinhardt. Membership is based on grade point average and other criteria, and the primary purpose of PTK is to recognize and encourage scholarship and learning and academic achievement among two-year college students. Founded in 1918, Phi Theta Kappa is the largest honor society in American higher education, with more than 3.5 million members and nearly 1,300 recognized chapters in 10 nations. And inductees include Clint Hammond from Norton. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to close a portion of K-383 in Norton County for reconstruction starting this coming Monday, March 13th. The closure will begin at the East U.S. 36 Junction and extend approximately 6 miles northeast to the Prairie Dog Creek Bridge near Almena. Traffic should follow the signed detour route on U.S. 36 and U.S. 183. The project activities will consist of widening the highway on existing alignment into a 24-foot mainline surface with 6-foot paved shoulders. And crews will also decrease side slopes and level hills and valleys, which will help improve visibility and increase passing opportunities. Several drainage structures along the route will be replaced as well. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects to reopen the highway by the end of 2023, conditions permitting. This project is the second phase of reconstruction on 26 miles of K-383 in Norton and Phillips counties. Phase 1 consisted of approximately 6 miles from east of Long Island to the U.S. 183 junction, and Phase 3 is the remaining 14 miles from Almena to east of Long Island. The Kansas Department of Transportation is currently finalizing the design plan for Phase 3, and it anticipates letting the project for construction in the spring of 2025. For more information, you can contact Public Affairs Manager Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. This March, for Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment State Health Officer Joan Duby, MD, encourages men and women to learn the symptoms and risk factors of colorectal cancer and to make an appointment for a colonoscopy. Dr. Duby said she wants to encourage Kansans to ask their health care providers about getting screened for colon cancer and to learn about the symptoms of colorectal cancer and what they could be doing to live longer lives. In Kansas, colorectal cancer is the third leading cause of cancer death among males and females, and each year, 1,300 Kansans are diagnosed, with more than half of them being diagnosed in late stage. And in addition, more than 500 Kansans die from the disease annually. Risk factors linked to colorectal cancer include older age, inflammatory intestinal conditions, and a family history of colorectal cancer. Men and women at average risk of colorectal cancer should talk with their doctor or healthcare professional about screening starting at the age of 45, and Kansans who have several family members diagnosed with prostate cancer at an early age should begin talks at age 40. This March, recognize National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month by learning about the disease, talking with your doctor, and making changes to your lifestyle, including making a regular appointment to get screened. A celebration of life for Terry Hager, 81 of Norton, will be held at 11 a.m. today, Friday, March 10th, at the Norton Christian Church, and an interment with military honors will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Terry Hager Memorial Fund and will be used for scholarships for FFA members and may be sent in care of Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergopper.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have cheesy whole grain pasta, cooked carrots, rosy applesauce, pepper strips, chilled yogurt, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be stuffed crust cheese pizza, fruit, and milk. Your schedule for Norton Community Schools. Today is a third grade period ending, and at 2:23 p.m., the new Norton Junior High School Stucco Spring Break Celebration. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, partly sunny with a high near 49 and breezy with a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southeast 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy with the low around 34 and breezy with a southeast wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour and gust as high as 30 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 55 and breezy. On Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 24. On Sunday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 48. And on Sunday night, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 18. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 44. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 66. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 66. And on Thursday, there's a 30% chance of rain, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 50. Currently, with fair skies, it is 19 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.23. And the dew point is 18 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas Jayhawks have a tough task as they get ready for the NCAA tournament and the Big 12 tournament. And CJ Moore of The Athletic joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. He discussed how KU shooting might be the number one thing going forward for them to fix as they want to make a deep run. And if he thinks that can be solved coming up in the next few weeks for the Jayhawks.
I think Kansas, you know, settling in and being able to run stuff and, you know, have a couple guys that are hitting outside shots, if that's the case, you know, I think when KU is able to stretch people out a little bit, the Jayhawks become really hard to guard. But if you can kind of shrink the floor on the Jayhawks, then you know, you can you're have a much better chance of guarding what they run. And so that's what's important. I thought it was an important development in the second half. At least you saw Jalen Wilson and Grady Dick saw some balls go through the basket. And you know, I think their shooting of those two will be pretty important here over the next month.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster.
Prairie Land Partners has made it easy for you to shop online. Choose your equipment, pick attachments, and even apply for financing all at jdbuyonline.com. Whether you're looking for a John Deere riding lawnmower, compact utility tractor, utility vehicle, or compact construction equipment, Prairie Land Partners has what you need to get the job done. Get started shopping today at jdbuyonline.com.
Delivering the right solution.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state...
It takes balance to be successful in farming, because what you get out of it depends on what you put in. Thankfully, Corteva Agriscience has a biological product that naturally captures nitrogen from the air, Nutritia N Nutrient Efficiency Optimizer. It's a sustainable way to add balance to your traditional nitrogen methods and maximize your yield potential. Embrace a balanced approach to nitrogen management this season by visiting Corteva.us.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. The trough of low pressure that affected us yesterday has now moved on off to the east. Another strong storm system now in the Pacific Northwest, delivering heavy rain to the west coast. We have blizzard warnings in effect over northern North Dakota. But here at home, high pressure is building in today. But another storm system will be arriving out of the Rockies tomorrow, and that will bring us some widespread rain. Colder on Sunday, but quiet. Monday, temperatures start to warm back up again, and another storm system arrives by later Thursday night of next week. Mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-50s in northwestern Kansas today, our low in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy in north-central Kansas with a high in the mid-40s, tonight's low upper 30s. And in northeastern Kansas, our high today in the upper 40s with rain moving in after midnight. In southwestern Kansas, windy today with a high near 60. Tonight's low dipping into the mid-40s. In south-central Kansas, sunny and cool with a high in the low 50s today. And in southeastern Kansas, partly cloudy and dry with a high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you very much, Dan Holliday. Cattle complex was declining. Even though corn prices fell, traders did not like the dismal export sales and steady cash trade. Spreading action was taking place in hogs Thursday as traders are bouncing choppy cash with some recent steady advances in cutouts. May corn down a cent early this morning. Looking now to soybeans, we see May soybeans are down 7 cents this morning as well, holding its sideways range, but not experiencing any increase from USDA's lower 210 million bushel ending stocks estimate from Wednesday. May Kansas City wheat is up a cent early this morning, on track for a fourth lower weekly close, and barring a surprise.